Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, GD. In this episode, I'll be doing my recap for Week 7. Got a lot of news here. Also, some WNBA stuff. The expansion draft, we'll talk about that as well. The Lakers reeling, we'll talk about that. Jewel Lloyd, she requests a trade, guys, so we'll talk about that as well. And the Joker just goes off this week. So all that and more. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball. All Things Basketball with GD Podcast. And guys, we are going to recap Week 7. We're on to Week 8 now. Lots of stuff happening. And I forgot to mention in the intro, NBA Cup action. So we'll give you all the matchups and we'll talk about it. So without any further delay, let's get right into it. Normally, I'll do my players of the week and so forth, but I want to get into some WNBA stuff right quick, and then we'll do all of that. So going to change it up a little bit. Spontaneity is a good thing. So with that said, let's get right into it, guys. Some coaching news first. There was three openings that got filled. Connecticut Sun, they found them a coach, Rasheed Mazzini. And this is a coach from Belgium, guys. And his team actually came in fourth in the Olympics. So Rasheed Mazzini, that's your coach for the Sun. Not sure of the ties there, him being the coach from Belgium, but that's who they hire. So Connecticut Sun thinking outside the box with this coaching hire. So we'll see if it pays dividends, guys. The Los Angeles Sparks, they hire Lynn Roberts, guys, a California native. She last coached at the University of Utah. She won Coach of the Year awards and a bunch of accolades over there. Had that Utah team playing well. So, Lynn Roberts. And from what I hear from someone I follow, DJ Treacy Treese, who, when it comes to LA sports, she's the guru over there. She says it's a good hire, so I'm going to take her word for it. But she seems to be a local product coming home to LA to make things right with the Sparks. So we'll see what happens. So sounds like a good hire. I'm going to take the word of my buddy there, and we'll see what's what with that. And then Atlanta hired Carl Smithko, and he's from Florida Gulf Coast. He was a coach there. He did pretty well there as well. And the Atlanta Dream said, you know what? Let us think outside the box. So Carl comes in. So you have three openings that are filled. Two more left to be filled. The Dallas job, the Dallas Wings job, and the person getting that job is getting a plum job, guys, because you have the first pick and the 2025 draft. You still have a player like Arike Ogunbowale. You still have her there. You got to settle things with Satu Sabali. She's a free agent. You got some pieces there, guys. So whoever's walking into that situation is walking into a pretty good one. So hopefully they find somebody, get in there and, you know, get the ball rolling over there. So the Dallas job is available and the Washington Mystics job. That job, it's kind of a tricky job. You do have some young talent there. Aaliyah Edwards, you have her there. Would have been nice. You got the number one pick, and you got Paige Beckers, her buddy, there to come in, but that's not to be. But that's okay. You know? But you still have the kind of the thing hanging over the franchise. Elena Deladon, you want to know what's going on with her. She took the year off last year. So is she coming back? We'll see. I gave you my thoughts on Elena Deladon. I don't know if she comes back, to be honest with you. But if she were to go somewhere, I say she stay east. That's my prediction. So if she were to go anywhere, of course. So you have those two openings, guys. And then this news just came down the pike, guys. Sabrina Ionescu, she has successful UCL surgery. The surgery that she got on her hand. So she's expected to make a full recovery. So we'll see what happens. I don't believe she'll be playing in the Unrivaled League. She'll probably be, you know, nursing this injury. So I don't foresee her being in that league at this point, which is okay. She rest up, heal, and get ready for the 2025 season. I'm good with that. So the victor goes to spoils. So her team won it all last year, so she can take the summer off and take it easy and lay low. So you have that. And then now to the Golden State Valkyries. They had an expansion draft last Friday, December 6th. A draft that I was able to catch, guys. And I found it very interesting. We'll go through it. The coach over there is Natalie Nkazi, and she is a former assistant coach with the Las Vegas Aces, so you have that. So, with that said, here's how they did it. They only selected 11 players, guys. I'll tell you the team that didn't select, and we'll talk about that. So, from Atlanta, they took Ileana Rupert, and she's a center. She was drafted in 2021 by the Las Vegas Aces, but she goes to Atlanta. So, this is the first pick in the expansion draft. And it just went by alphabetical order, guys. So there's no rhyme or reason to it. Oh, she took this one first and then. No, it's just an alphabetical order. That's just the way it was. Okay. The Chicago Sky. They take from the Chicago Sky Maria Conde. And she's a forward. She was drafted in 2019. But she never played in the W, guys. So, is this a pick where you kind of holding out hope that she comes from overseas over? We'll see. But that's who they selected for the Chicago Sky. Kind of a bit of surprise, but that's who they selected. From the Connecticut Sun, they took Veronica Burton. She's a guard. This was her second year in the league. She was initially drafted by the Dallas Wings. So, Veronica Burton, young guard. So, you know, you have that. From Dallas, I think this is kind of the sleeper pick, for me at least. They took their 2024 draft pick, Carla Nieti, she's a guard from France. Mind you, she didn't play last year because she participated in Olympics for her country. So she did not play for the Dallas Wings last year. So I think this is a kind of a sleeper pick, guys. This is a player who kind of can run the show at the guard position. So very interesting pick. Sleeper pick, guys. And then from Indiana, this one I'm sure hurt them. They took Timi Fambinley. Yeah. And she's a center from the Indiana Fever. She was a favorite over there for the Fever. I know over there, Caitlin Clark, she was getting used to having a player like this around. She's one, you know, you could feed in the post and she's able to get her shot and so forth. So kind of a fan favorite over there, but she goes, he gets selected. Las Vegas Aces, Kate Martin. Now, this was a bit of a surprise that she was left unprotected. But you got to think the Aces, they're so deep, deeper teams. So more than likely, you know they protected Aja. You know they protected Chelsea Gregg. You know they protected Jackie Young. Probably Kelsey Plum, although there's a chance of them losing her, I'm sure they protected her as well. So that gives you two slots there. More likely than not, they probably protected Megan Guffinson. So they probably protected her. And the sixth person, who's to say who that was? Was it Tiffany Hayes? Even though she could go back into retirement. It could have been Alicia Clark, although she's going to be a free agent. So it could have been her. But they left Kate Martin exposed. And Coach Natalie said, you know what? Let me take her. So she gets selected. Of course, she's a fan favorite over there. Coming out of Iowa, of course. For the Los Angeles Sparks, Stephanie Talbot, a forward, and she's a veteran that's been in this league for a minute. So you have her. For Minnesota, I thought it could be very interesting as far as the Minnesota, as far as the Lynx, but they go with Cecilia Sandalacini. So that was a bit of a surprise. I'm sure there was other players that was exposed that you could have took, but they went with Sandalacini. So there's that. New York Liberty, you know they were going to lose someone valuable, and that was the case. Kayla Thornton, she gets drafted. Kayla Thornton is like this Swiss Army knife for the New York Liberty, someone who could come off the bench, give you a bit of punch, play some defense, and a player who can spot start if, you know, you don't have, if you have players missing from your lineup, she can always fill in. So probably that now goes towards a Marquisha Davis. She'll probably get the call to be kind of the Kayla Thornton for this team. A tall axe for a second-year player, but I guess, you know, Sandy Brondello, she's going to put her trust in the young players over there, and I would hope she would, and then see what happens. But Kayla Thornton, that's a big blow to the Liberty, I think. Then for Phoenix, Monique Billings, who they kind of got towards they got her right around the trade deadline, I believe. She was previously with, I want to say Atlanta, either Atlanta or Dallas. One of the two. But Monique Billings, that's a player. She's a dog. She'll get in there. She'll give you hustle. She'll give you all that you want. So I thought that was a nice selection there. Washington. I was surprised by this, guys. Julie Van Loo. Last year, she was a rookie, actually, at the age of 30. Actually, about 31. She's going to turn next season. She'll be 32. A player who can run the floor, who can your floor general. She also can hit it from deep. And actually, she wasn't drafted. She went to training camp with the Mystics for a tryout, and she makes the team. So I thought this was a very nice pick for the Valkyrie. So a few players stand out for me. Kayla Thornton, I think she's going to be a plus over there if they plan to deploy her. I think she's going to be a plus there. Carla Leite, I'm trying to tell you guys, this is a name that's flying under the radar. I think if she says, okay, you know, I play for Olympic team, now let me come to the WC, see what I got against the best in the world. So I think this could be, a sleeper pick, guys. Van Loo, I think she ends up starting. I definitely think that. Kate Martin, I know everybody's falling all over themselves about her being exposed and so forth. Kate Martin is going to be like a glue player. She's going to be like a kind of like an Alicia Clark for the Las Vegas Aces. She's going to be that type of player. I don't think she's going to be a player where she's averaging 20 a game or, you know, even 18 or 15 points per game. She's going to be one of those players, get in there. She's going to D up. She's going to do all the things, the little things. But I don't think she's going to be a star player like a lot of people are thinking she's going to be. She's just going to be one of those players, those type of players where her value, she's going to be a valuable player, no doubt about it. But I don't think it's going to be where, oh, you know, she's all-star. No, I don't think that. And that's okay. That's okay. You can still carve out a nice career in the W, and you don't have to be that. So I think this is an opportune place for Kate Martin. But for all the people falling all over themselves thinking, oh, you know, she's going to be missed and this and that, I'm like, calm down. She's going to do fine with the expansion team over here because, you know, she's going to have all the minutes she wants pretty much, provided they don't bring in a free agent, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. So, you know, she'll be fine. She'll be fine over there. But to think, you know, she's going to be this all-star caliber player, that's not going to happen, guys. So, but that's okay. She can still carve out a nice career in the W. Now, I heard the likes of Rebecca Lobo, Shania Wumake, they were talking about, and also Andrea Carter talking about, you know, what do the Valkyrie do now in terms of free agency and stuff like that. Oh, I'm sorry. Seattle Storm didn't make a selection, which leads me to kind of wonder what's going on there. And maybe with that, do they kind of reach out to Neko Wumake? If you saw Shania Wumake's face, I don't think that's going to happen, but who knows? But, you know, you also have free agents like Breonna Stewart. I don't see her going to an expansion team. I don't see that. Alyssa Thomas, I kind of don't see that either. My smart money's on either Kelsey Plum, who's a free agent, and Kelsey Mitchell for the Indiana Fever. I think they could go either one of those players. I think if they had their choice, they would go Kelsey Plum because Coach Natalie knows Kelsey. So I think there's the bond there. I was actually telling my boy, friend of the show, D, about this. I think you know, she's won a couple of championships with the Aces, so maybe she wants to go somewhere and be her own, you know, be the marquee player, which that will happen if she goes there, guys. Make no mistake about it. And to have a backcourt of a possible Van Loo and Plum, that's pretty nice backcourt, guys. It's very nice backcourt. And if Lieti, if she comes around, you're really in business. So you have that. Kelsey Mitchell, I think, could be another option for them if they don't get a Plum. I think Kelsey Mitchell, I think she's ready to explore other places. I don't know if she comes back to Indiana. I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know if she's coming back or not. That's just me. So that leads me to just wonder about the Seattle situation. What the fact that they didn't make that selection makes me wonder. They're going after somebody either in free agency or via trade with Seattle. That's my thinking. So I could be wrong, but that's what I'm leaning towards. Which leads me to the last thing I want to talk about. Jewel Lloyd. And one of the most bizarre situations you'll ever hear about. Jewel Lloyd requesting a trade from the Seattle Storm. She's been there 10 years, guys, with the same franchise over there. But after a team investigation that comes up empty, in which she filed a complaint about workplace harassment, and the team investigated, and they said, you know what? We can't find nothing here. So according to them, they have no findings of policy violations or any discrimination. They say, hey, we found nothing here. We don't see any harassment. We don't see any bullying here. So to which Jewel Lloyd said, you know what? I'm requesting a trade. Get me out of here. So, and the ironic part is Jewel Lloyd and the coach over there, Noel Quinn, their relationship has pretty much fizzled out, guys. And this is after last season. And towards the end, remember, she missed a few games towards the latter end. She was dealing with a knee issue of some sort, which now, you know, that now there's a cloud over that being the case. So with all this going on, mind you, also, they were once teammates with the Seattle Storm. So that makes this situation even more curious. But what can you do, guys? Jewel Lloyd will be a free agent, though. She'll be a free agent in 2026. So wherever she goes, she'll be playing for the 1 year, and then she can become a free agent. So, you know, so basically it's a 1 year tryout if you trade for her. And then from there, you kind of got to figure out what's what. I could see, and I wrote down three places I could see her ending up via trade. Chicago, I think, would be a perfect opportunity. She gets to go home to Chicago. We've seen this before with Candace Parker, her going back to Chicago. So Jewel Lloyd going back to Chicago. She'll be going to a prime situation, guys. They have the two bigs inside, Angel Reese, and also along with that from Brazil. Boy, I'm blanking on her name right now. But so you have that situation there. You don't know what's happening as far as, give me 1 second. You don't know the situation that's going on with Kennedy Carter, because she's a free agent now, guys. So you have that going on. So, It's a lot that can take place here, guys. Definitely a lot that can take place, but the way I see it, that'll be a nice landing spot. Camila Cardoza, I'm sorry. So you have her and Angel Reese there. So you bring in a Jewel Lloyd. That'd be absolutely what they need. Somebody who could take pressure off them being doubled inside. Jewel Lloyd is an absolute threat. One of the top five players in the league when she's right. So, yeah. So that could be one place. Another place, Indiana. Indiana Fever, guys. That's possible. Now, you know, some people say, oh, but Jewel Lloyd likes the ball in her hand a lot, and you have Caitlin Clark. But I tell you what, guys, you have an absolute potent backcourt of Clark and Jewel Lloyd. And then remember, guys, Jewel Lloyd, she went to Notre Dame, so you have that tie there. So seemed like that would be a nice fit for her. And then my third team, kind of a dark horse, though, the LA Sparks. LA Sparks are desperate for guard play. And Jewel Lloyd gives you just that, guys. Might cost you a bit, but, you know. And then, you know, remember, too, would Jewel Lloyd cost them that second pick in the draft? Possibly. So, but I tell you what, you add a Jewel Lloyd to a Cameron Brink, to a Rakia Jackson, to a De'Erica Hamby, man, that's you're doing something with that, guys. You're doing something with that. So we'll see what happens, but Jewel Lloyd requesting the trade. This came out of nowhere, guys, but here we are. So we'll see what happens with that. So with that said, wow, this went kind of long. You know what I'm going to do? This is producing on the fly, guys. I'm going to end this episode here. I'm going to end it here, and then I'm going to do a separate episode on the NBA itself. So, yeah, let me do it that way. All right, guys, so All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you have all the episodes, all the videos, my support buttons, guys. It's the holiday season. Help your boy out. Give to the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. I have three ways to do it. You see in the scroll here, I got my PayPal there. I got my Cash App. Buy me a coffee. Got all the links are there. And then also on the website, there's a donation button, Spotify. You can do it that way as well. All the podcast platforms, I'm there, guys. Apple, leave a review. Like the videos where you see them. 5 stars if you're giving reviews. 5 stars, guys, please. YouTube, I'm on there. Like the videos you see on there. I'm putting shorts up. I'm putting episodes up as well. Socials, right now, IG, TikTok for the moment, because you hear what's going on with them trying to take away TikTok, which would absolutely be a disgrace, but I digress. Facebook, I'm on this. Twitter, I'm out. As far as Twitter, I'm out. So Blue Sky, I'm there. I post on there. Fan Base, I have an account there. I haven't utilized it, but I may start doing so. But other than that, that's it, guys. So your NBA news, I'll have in a separate episode. All right, guys. So I thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.